A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you wake up in the morning and go, action?
That's how I get up. Someone else has to shout it, and that's how I wake up.
So robotic.
It's really on me.
My alarm clock says previously on Adam Hess, and then I have to wake up.
That's a really good idea for an alarm clock.
I have to do the same thing every day as a result. It's kind of weird.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Part 2 of Private Parts. We're still joined by James and Adam. What's up, boys?
Hi.
Hey. My name is Reese.
What did you call him?
I thought he was a cool... People do that all the time, and I think, am I cool now? Or do people think I am called James?
Boys, so also, we were speaking about this, that, and you can do amazing impressions, right?
No, I don't know.
You can do pretty good ones, right?
I like to pretend I'm other people.
You can do a really good Tom Reed Wilson one.
I cannot do a good Tom Reed Wilson.
You can, it's so good.
I cannot do that. But, I mean, I know this is bad for radio, but I cannot. But
obviously you're going to have to.
Yeah. don't scan the room for help.
I'm not. Imagine if I didn't. It'd be terrible radio. Is this radio?
It's radio on demand, mate.
We can cut out this bit where I'm dawdling.
No, but I quite like it too. So if you were gonna, so to talk, how would you do a Tom Reed Wilson? Because he's a big fan of the show. How would you do it, Francis?
Well, it's just, if we're always gonna have a go, it'll highlight how average I am.
No, yours is good.
You should.
Reese, can you do one?
No. Absolutely not.
No.
Okay, and I will not be proficient at this, unlike Adam, who will, because Adam's already demonstrated his is good.
His is good.
But Adam's met him and been close to him, so through osmosis, he's learned how to speak like him.
It's basically what I was saying earlier. Was, my previous podcast here, I met Tom Reed Wilson.
I love how you're trying to like explain it.
Explain who he is.
You don't want it to sound like you were just making fun of him, right?
No, he wasn't. He's, you're being so nice about
it. I was watching one of his Instagram videos the other day, in which I'm learning a lot, because he gives you a word of the day.
Yeah.
And I learned a new word, which was malleiform. I was telling you that I...
That's how you slipped into it, malleiform.
And he said, and today's word is malleiform, which means to have the...
You've forgotten.
No, to have the...
To be able to take many takes.
He's pretending to be Tom Reed Wilson.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. I think that's the whole point.
Malleiform, to mean have the facets of a hammer. So if you were to describe a hammerhead shark, you would say its head was malleiform.
Or
the word mallet, as a sort of a wooden hammer. Also the word malleable, which means to be able to be manipulated by a hammer. And then I thought, wow, so my memory is quite good. That is what he said. And I just quoted that, and I was like, I didn't know I could do that. I don't know if you know it does sound like. If you're listening, Tom, I hope.
That sounds exactly like
it. Oh, does it? Also, he's actually here, isn't he? Say hi, Tom.
Yeah. Hey, Tom. Yeah. But also, you can do a really good girl as well. You can do a girl impression. So when
well, they're not that different, actually, though.
No, girls. Like the girl that I channel when I do my impression of a friend of mine called Becky. and whenever I answer the phone and don't want to speak to that person, or if I don't recognise a number, I go...
Even when she calls.
Even when she calls. Oh, no,
freaks her out.
So I started to do an impression of Becky, and it's really good because I can just, instead of saying, oh no, I'm busy, I can pretend to be Becky and say, he's not here at the moment. However, inexplicably, I have his phone.
I'll pretend to call you then.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
If you want to answer.
So, Reese, yeah, you.
So give me a phone. Yeah, there we go.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is that Adam? I'm calling from the hospital.
Sorry. What? No, he's a bit tied up at the moment. What?
It's quite urgent. I've got his anus results.
Oh, my God. Well, I only know... I don't know him that well, but inexplicably, I do have his phone on me. What are the results? All I know about his anus is it's a really good anus. Is there anything more that he needs to know? I know that he knows that for a fact.
It's quite private. It's quite personal. But I will be happy to share the information with you if he has put you at liberty to hear it.
Well, just in case, don't be too weird about it, because honestly, sometimes... What is it? what is it?
So what did you last hear about the anus?
Well,
point of view.
I met Adam at uni because I was doing psychology, and he was doing psychology for a week because he found economics really hard, and he thought psychology would be easier. Turns out it was actually harder.
Well, it's interesting you say harder because his anus is an absolute car crash.
Oh dear. I don't see the link between
it's massively solidified. solidified into like a full block.
But it must have some sort of void for it to be an anus.
You think so? Have you noticed Adam getting sort of puffier lately?
Yes, he's got a lot taller, yeah, and his skull. He's had to go up the next notch on his baseball cap.
What make is the baseball cap?
VD, he calls it.
Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you.
Oh my God, that's so good.
There's a little thing in the beers that we call improv. Yeah. Bad improv where one of us keeps laughing.
No, I think it's so good. I think it's so good.
Is that what you do all day?
The look in your eyes.
Oh, pretty much, yeah.
The look in your eyes.
Don't reveal the truth about my
don't
anus.
Don't say it.
Don't say the thing.
But also,
your anus is like a block.
Yeah,
block butt.
Blockbusters.
Yeah. That's our.
Rich, we haven't said this about you. The fact that I go on shows now.
Yeah.
And say your story.
I got three texts about that.
Oh yes,
I got three texts.
You said that, and I was like, I don't know.
So what is it? So what happened? I'm not up that early. What happened?
So we went on a Sunday brunch.
it was the most random, like out of nowhere. You know, you just suddenly decided to say, oh yeah, Reese James. Needs anus hole.
No, I didn't say it like that.
Yeah, you did. You said Reese James actually has been banned from Boots or something like that.
No, I didn't say that. I said we were asked questions. And they said, you know, what kind of stuff do you talk about in the podcast?
You were trying to sell the podcast.
I was selling at this point. And I went, oh, well, you know.
Reese James.
Reese James came on and did such a funny prank call, and he was really great. Oh, and he told a story about how he bought Anusol.
How did they react to that during breakfast?
It was weird.
Well, weirdly, the podcast went to number one after that.
So, oh, really?
It was completely out of context, but obviously it worked.
People like shame. Yeah. They were desperate to hear shame.
Reese's propensity to mention his anus, or anuses in general, is probably career-end. Like, he did it today, he did it on the last podcast. He did it on, what was it?
It went to number one that time, and it'll go to number one again.
But it's true, but how do you go? Do you guys ever write together anything like that? Do you sit in the flat and write anything with each other?
All the time.
Do you use each other as a sounding board for your material?
Yeah, often Adam will say, is this funny? And he'll say what he thinks is an observation. And I'll say, it is funny, but not because anyone else does it. He thinks, oh, people do this, don't they? And I go, no, but it's funny because you're absolutely insane.
So I've followed you guys on Instagram and I noticed you guys put a lot of like very funny stuff on Instagram. So I was just curious, like when do you decide, okay, I'm not going to put that on Instagram, I'm going to test that on stage? Or when, like,
yeah,
how,
that's true, actually.
How do you decide whether you're wasting it on Instagram, which could be make for good material for a show?
I find that people are so unengaged on Instagram that you could put on Twitter, you can put a funny joke out there, people will not give a shit even while reading it.
Do you think so?
Yeah, they
so you can actually kind of test,
you can use it, you can use it. And also it never ends up, neither of us are really like one-liner gag guys like that. So if you put a joke on Twitter that's short, it never ends up being that short. It's like the premise of a routine. There's, even if they have heard it, which they won't remember it, even if they could come and see your show one day and see it again the next day and they will not remember what you said.
Some people do, but it's really uncommon. Some people have come up to me afterwards
after a show. And
you said that on Instagram.
Yeah, I said, oh, I did see.
This was free yesterday.
I have had people say, oh, yeah, I like that joke. I saw it on Twitter yesterday. And I'm like, all right, that's weird passive-aggressive comment.
Yeah.
But what is weird is, like, me and Reese, we've tweeted a lot of fucking things over the years. There's not enough time on stage to get all these things out. Yeah. You've got to designate some things. But what's weird is sometimes a joke that will work written down does not work out loud. Like, which is,
but why is that?
And vice versa.
I think some.
I always think something written down is never as funny as when you can say it out loud, right?
It depends.
It does depend. Mm. Yeah.
I very rarely find things funny that I read. Well, I read things that, but not like
you can't read.
But laugh.
I like the shapes, sure.
Yeah,
but
yeah. The way they like go together. But it's true. When I read something, you sort of chuckle to. But you've never had like a belly laugh. I've never had a belly laugh where I've read something.
Get on our tweets. Our tweets. Sometimes you just got an instinctive idea for this.
A lot of things. Sometimes things that do really well on Twitter are like the cleverer things, or they're subverting a Twitter thing that already exists.
Yeah.
So like, things that would do well in the past. So like, people would always post things genuinely ages ago, saying, "Oh, these two idiots stole my phone," and then they uploaded this picture to the cloud. Please share. And then you just do one with a famous picture to just subvert it. But you obviously can't use that in stand-up. Because how would you represent that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
So do you kind of use it as a kind of tool to stay in the sort of comedy mindset?
It's just a way of saying... I mean, to be honest, it used to be in any way beneficial to like, oh, and then these people will come and watch you because they find you funny. And now I just think, if I have a thought and I think it's funny, I'll just do it rather than saying it to someone who doesn't care.
Yeah.
I sometimes consider it a compendium of thoughts I've had, like jokes I've had. So like, if I think of a joke and it's like 1 a.m. and I can't be bothered to go to my document of funny ideas for stand-up, I might just tweet it only so that like in a year when I think, oh, I've run out of ideas for stand-up. I just go through all the tweets.
Do you have a document just of jokes?
Oh, mate, I've got... My life's been ruined by that, yeah.
One document?
But I used to do it by hand for thousands of pages, and then I had to
So, Reese, do you think you have like an obsession with discovering content? Do you think that becomes an obsession where, because, you know, you're your
comedy,
What do you mean by discovering content?
Well, as in like, you would you go and purposely go and walk around the place or go to a party or go to a bar in order to get
a funny story out of this? Maybe in the past, but like, for example, yesterday I got a thing through the door that said, come to this what was it?
Oh, no, it says, we've got a leaflet.
Are you cursed? It said, are you cursed? Is everything bad happening in your life a coincidence? Really? On Friday the 13th, why not come to this curse removal?
I used to get those the whole time in West Africa. And I had to... And actually, I was cursed at one point. This guy had paid a juju priest to curse me and my operation, and then it was like... was really weird, because everything's...
Okay.
Why did that happen?
Because he had got it in his head that... Basically, he had gotten in his head because he had tried to steal our equipment or something like that. And he got it in his head that because he didn't actually get it, and we got the police to go and like say, no, this is not yours, whatever. That he then went and paid a juju priest to curse us.
Oh, my God.
And so then we were cursed for like a year or something like that. Everything is weird.
So you had to go to a curse removal.
No. Like everything was going wrong. Everything. Like every day something would go wrong. And then eventually my crew, like the guys who ran the site, came up to me and my business partner. They were like, "Look, boss, we need to remove the curse. We need to pay a juju priest to come and cleanse the site." And they did, and actually things started going much better. I can't explain it, but it was...
There's no explanation.
There's no explanation.
Where do you rub the cream? Do you have to get the curse removal cream?
I actually still got the letter that he had to write. What he needed, like, sweets and, like, random, like, bits and pieces to the this is the juju priest to go and do the...
Random gold and money.
Yeah. No, but you'd think it was, but it wasn't. It was the most random stuff. No, because they genuinely believe it, right? So and actually, like, I was like, I just couldn't explain it. I was like, well, I don't know why this is now...
What sort of stuff are you talking going wrong? Was it like, falling on your head?
What sort of thing?
Oh, no, like, it's a lot... I mean, it's a long story. I mean, it was, just things going wrong. Like, I can't go into the details, but bad things going wrong.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But this is the. But I suppose. Yeah, that sounds very dark. And
it's
weird.
Pretty heavy.
Yeah. But also, I think the other thing is that I don't. I suppose like an obsession. You're always on content. But do you always think to yourself, both of you think, well, that could be funny.
Well, yeah. I
do. You know what I mean?
I've got a thing in my head. I've had this. Yes. Probably distance from actually experiencing reality for what it's meant to be, because all I'm thinking is anything happening which could be turned into a joke. Bearing in mind. The idea of what a joke is, like, is it just, like, there are jokes about someone dying, or like, you could have a joke about a genuinely sad thing that happened to you, but sometimes it's just the way that you've said it has made people laugh.
Yeah.
So actually, it's anything can be a joke, even if it is quite a sad thing. It's just the way you...
Your persona, yeah.
Yeah, it's just the way you tell the story.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's like, oh, I just need an interesting angle. If it's an original thing to have happened, I just need to write that down. I will work out how to make that funny one day if I want it to be, maybe. So sometimes... It's like when you break up with a girlfriend or something, I've noticed, oh, I'll just write down my thoughts here. But then they come through a filter of, am I looking for something funny?
Yeah.
I think the last time I broke up with a girl once, I remember finding it funny, the idea that I was texting people thinking, I guess I've got to tell some people that I've broken up. So I've got to text my parents, I'll text my agent, I'll text my another friend of mine. Then I thought, oh, I guess... I thought a joke, which was there should be an obituaries page for relationships. Yeah. I thought, is that funny? I mean, I'm crying, so no. But I guess I've worded it in a way that means technically it's a joke.
Yeah,
but it meant I was not probably like processing the sad thing in a way that you're meant to.
So that's what my next question is. Do you think that there are some, because of your career, right? Do you think there are some things which in life you kind of almost... You know, like say, let's say a relative or someone close to you dies or whatever, which you might automatically think of the funny thing about it because that's your in career mode, and then you've kind of lost the meaning that you might find as a part of the human condition.
I mean,
experiencing
absolutely,
that,
yeah. We are both numb emotionally. But genuinely, I'm not even saying that as a joke. I haven't experienced an emotion in my life. I don't. It's not a constant pursuit for material. I'm going to go out and do this thing. I'm going to go to this event to get material. But it's just when you're actually living your life, everything that does happen, you do just suddenly go,
it could be the other way around. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe you become a comedian because you have this filter of, oh, I look at this event in this sort of way. Not even a sad thing, but just like, yeah. If you think
it's not a curse in a sense. It's not where you go like, it's more like that's the way you're built, in a sense.
Yeah, maybe. And also, it's not necessarily just...
Or it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy after that. Because you're getting paid for it.
Can I make this into making money?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's not even just how to make this funny. It's just, I wouldn't go to a part, I think I might get a joke out of it. But yeah, maybe you do distance yourself from, like, you. I've sometimes found if I'm at a thing, an event, and it's a bit weird, I would look at it from a sort of a more distant angle.
You're making a gesture there as if you're God.
Yeah, just like, I feel like, yeah, it's a problem to have in the brain, but I'd rather have that than getting too sad over stuff.
I think that's what you want.
And not being able to make money from it.
But speaking of which, we got some social questions from social for you guys. So we got one from Honor, who says, "How do you stay so happy?"
Oh my God,
who is that?
What a question! Says Honor via Instagram.
There's no way that's directed at me.
who is that?
I know. It says, "How do you stay so happy?" That's what she said.
That must be directed to you.
Must be to you.
I don't think it is. It's to me. Well, it's for you boys to answer.
How do you stay so happy?
Yeah, but mine's all false.
Well,
you're selling 1.5 biscuits a day, mate. I mean,
what do you think? Okay, let's change it. What like motivates you guys?
Prozac.
Yeah. What motivates you?
Fear.
thirst. I'm constantly, I'm thirsty all the time. Motivation. Revenge.
Oh, really? That's how revenge is a great motivation.
I have this thing in my head, genuinely, which is, you know that thought, if only they could see me now. Yeah. But by virtue of having that thought, it means you've still lost.
Yeah, exactly.
You've still lost, but also... The people.
But that was what Jay-Z said was his like biggest motivator was so that other people could see him being successful, which is sad.
It is sad.
Because he's still living with that, bitterness.
It's what Croatia said about the England game.
That's another question we have. This question is from Joshua. It says, how do we get over the fact that football is not coming home? Actually, that's from Holly.
Hey, but it still might be but in 4 years' time. Mm. So it may well be coming home, but just maybe not for another 4 years.
If it had
years.
Come home, we wouldn't be able to sing that song anymore. Yeah.
How do you boys feel about it?
Very bad. It's bad and sad.
It's sad, isn't it?
But what would the new song be? Football's come home.
Came home. Will it stay? Football's staying in.
Let's stay.
I guess for the good of that song. It's such a fun song that we need to just...
For the good of David Baddiel's fifth home, I think we needed to get knocked out.
But it was also good. Do you see all like the boyfriends like sending voice notes to their girlfriends going, I'm not coming home. Like that. It's so like, come home. Oh, I'm not coming. It's so good. Oh my God. Okay, we've got another one. For university, this is from Joshua. I need to choose between Durham and Leeds. Where should I go?
Imagine
if
you choose between Durham and Leeds.
Definitely Durham. Much more academic.
If you're putting this decision in the hands of us, then don't you can't go to Durham.
Can't go to university,
Durham's a better uni. Leeds is a cool place. I've never been to Durham, though. Is it good?
Cool, Durham, it's collegiate.
Collegiate?
Yeah, it's got colleges.
Yeah, it's got...
It's good for making friends, colleges.
I stayed in the worst hotel I've ever stayed in Leeds.
Oh, shut up,
and so don't go there.
It's not...
I stayed in an Ibis budget by accident. Because
why by accident?
I thought I was staying in a normal 5-star Ibis, and I accidentally it was an Ibis budget, and an Ibis budget is worse than uni halls.
It's
almost a bed, which is basically a plank of wood with a sort of mattress on it, like a camp bed, and then there's like just a shower in it that's just like there in the. On the corner of the room.
It's just like that. Put a shower.
And then
somewhere.
It's just there's a shower head in the corner of the room and a little like drainage bit. Then there's just a sink on the other side. And then there's a room with no light in it that is just a toilet.
You're lying.
And that is the whole room. And it's so tiny.
It must have a light in it. You don't just walk in the dark.
Well, maybe it did, but I don't like to see anything.
But the thing is, he couldn't find it because the light was off.
Yeah.
So he didn't know where it was.
I kept shutting the door. It was like a fridge. There was only light when the door was open.
And oh my God.
I didn't want to see the rest of my room.
And on that note, hey, listen, we got the exciting part because of the answer to the question of the week, Francis. Yeah. Hey, what do we all say? So, Reese, you said
9,000.
Adam, you said
6,500.
And I said 6,000. The answer is
apparently 35,000.
Not actually
close to 7,000.
So you have 1.5 biscuits, cookies a day.
Let me work out the math again.
It's good.
No, none of this is accurate math. He just says it. We're all too dumb.
He just divided his last answer in half because that's what half of 70,000 is.
That is what I did.
You guys will get on. Look at this.
We do get on. I like you.
Yeah, I like you.
Yeah, it's us against them, Jamie.
Yeah, we'll just talk about.
Go to Leeds, mate.
Let's do math. Together.
Yeah, we're just going to talk about mud.
Yeah, yeah.
So you think the opposite of math is mud?
Maths or Mud. That's our new podcast.
I like that.
Maths or mud.
Two teams.
Yeah.
Oh, boys. Hey, listen.
Hey, but 1.5 biscuits is not cookies. Even is not that much. Because also not. Sometimes you're having like 10 cookies in a session.
Oh, wait, you call them sessions?
Who are you two?
Yeah, you'll never guess.
I call them sets.
I feel terrible today. I was up to 7 in the morning just having a session with some cookies.
Sessions.
No, but like if there's a pack of cookies, how many cookies are in a pack?
10?
22.
I'd say 24. I bet it's a bit more by 12.
22? It's fucking enormous. No, but
cookies.
Yeah, so like cookies, all you need to have one Maryland session cookie a month thing. And you're up to that. And
one session a month?
One session a month.
But you think there's 45 in a packet?
Yeah, so
as a kid, you were not allowed to eat a packet of cookies.
Oh, yeah, but you always did what you weren't allowed to do, right?
Oh, hello. Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Well, don't say that to everyone.
Every law. Every law.
Kids, eat all the cookies you want.
Hey, boys, listen, thank you so much for coming on again. Honestly, you make us laugh so freaking much. You guys are just the best. And listen, Adam, you've got Edinburgh Festival.
I'm doing Edinburgh Fringe, yeah.
Edinburgh Fringe. Sweet. So we're going to be up there, so we're going to come see you. Can't
oh,
wait.
Great. Yeah, in August. If you live in Edinburgh, if you don't, please help me buy food by buying tickets.
And Reece, you're not going up there?
Not going up. I'm going up for a couple of days. I'll watch his show.
Yeah.
Will you watch our show?
I'll loudly
big time.
I'm not there when you're there at the end, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be there.
Well, we'll get you tickets for London, so that's fine.
I'm back in Edinburgh.
Boys, thank you so much. You're so wicked. And to all of our listeners, please remember to go and get tickets at www.privatepartspodcast.com. Tickets are on sale. They are selling. Boys, and as always, we haven't done this as a pair, but as always, please leave our listeners with something inspirational.
One word at a time.
Yeah, you have to make a sentence.
Okay.
But quite long sentence.
Long sentence.
Yeah, yeah. A nice one.
Okay. A paragraph.
Yeah.
Whenever?
I'm.
No.
You can't say no.
Okay.
Whenever I'm no.
All right, okay, go on. Whenever I'm.
Wait, so I go again, do I?
Yeah. No. All right, start again. Sorry, start again. All right, go on.
One word at a time.
Yeah, okay, I'll start. Okay.
I'm is two words.
Rabbi?
This is too meta for me. I mean, the kids have come to us for advice. Genuinely. Okay, always.
Feel.
That.
You.
Are.
Thriving.
However.
Not.
If.
You.
Are.
Underwater.
Oh, yes. Guys, thank you so much. Listen, please come on again. We love you so much. To all of our listeners, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much,
guys.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.